This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip came into force early Friday after 11 days of deadly fighting that pounded the Palestinian enclave and forced countless Israelis to seek shelter from rockets. Celebrations were heard on Gaza streets in the minutes after the truce began, as cars honked their horns and some guns were fired in the air, according to the AFP, while no alerts were sounded to warn of Hamas rockets being fired into Israel. The ceasefire brokered by Egypt also included Gaza's second most powerful armed group, Islamic Jihad. The agreement came following mounting international pressure to stem bloodshed, which erupted on May 10th. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the deal Thursday at the White House. Biden says he believes there is a genuine opportunity to make progress, and he's committed to working toward it, hailing Egypt's role in brokering the agreement. UN Chief Antonio Guterres also welcomed the deal, saying Israel and the Palestinians now had a responsibility to have a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict. He called on the international community to work with the UN on a robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the security cabinet had unanimously accepted the recommendation of all the security officials to accept the Egyptian initiative for a mutual ceasefire without preconditions. Hamas and Islamic Jihad also confirmed the ceasefire in statements late Thursday. The fighting erupted earlier this month after weeks of tensions in Jerusalem. Hundreds have been killed, mostly Palestinians, many children. This is VOA News. EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate to open up travel in Europe, just as the operators of the iconic Eiffel Tower in Paris announced a July reopening. The deal will allow anybody living in the EU's 27 countries to secure a digital health pass by the end of June that displays their vaccination status, results of COVID-19 tests, or recovery from a coronavirus infection. The certificate is seen as a key tool to save the European summer vacation season, and the operators of the Eiffel Tower, one of the biggest tourist attractions on the continent, announced it will reopen on July 16 after several months of closure due to the pandemic. Visitor numbers will be limited to 10,000 a day to meet social distancing requirements, fewer than half of their pre-COVID levels, the operator tells AFP. However, a World Health Organization director warned Thursday that the progress against the coronavirus pandemic remains fragile and international travel should still be avoided. In Japan, criticism is mounting over the slow start to coronavirus inoculations with just 2 months until it hosts the Olympic Games. A Japanese government panel in Tokyo on Thursday recommended approval of Moderna and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines. The Pfizer formula is currently the only vaccine licensed for use in Japan, where less than 2% of the population of 125 million are so far fully vaccinated. Japan public sentiment is against the games, with polls showing a majority want the event delayed further or canceled. The African Union on Thursday called for a democratic transition within 18 months in Chad, where a junta took charge in April after veteran ruler Idriss Deby died fighting rebels. The new junta, headed by Deby's four-star general son Mohamed, has appointed a transitional civilian government and promised on April 20th to hold elections within 18 months. The African Union underscored the absolute need for a transition towards democratic regime to be achieved within 18 months and said it categorically rejects any form of extension of the transition period. And U.S. lawmakers in Congress have voted to let large cruise ships sail directly from Washington State to Alaska without stopping in Canada, a step that could clear the way for cruises later this year. The legislation approved by the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday goes to President Joe Biden, who is expected to sign it. A longstanding federal law requires large cruise ships bound for Alaska to stop in Canada or to start their trips there, but Canada is forbidding any cruise operations through next February. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.